You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has been open for exactly 50 minutes, so it's time for the opening with Greg Davies, who's the head of wealth at Kratos Capital. And Greg, we're going to be organised this morning, as always, when we go to the Stock Exchange News Service page of sharenet.co.za and look at the announcements thus far. Master Drilling Group Limited, results for the 6 months ended June. That came out at 7:05 this morning when I was up and about at the gym.
Yeah, it's one that sort of... it's always been in the background, you know, in the right sort of environment would really, really do well. I see US dollar revenue up 3.8%. So, and they give a pipeline. And so on the share, again, it's almost a theme that we always discuss. These smaller cap shares don't trade as much as they used to. It hasn't traded today. The last ruling price is 11 Rand. We've got buyers at 10.86, sellers at 11.94. And the problem is it's such a wide distance between the bid and offer spread. There's no one even offered at the previous trade or close to it. Makes a market cap of 1.6 billion. I know it's one of Keith McLachlan, a small cap expert, often mentions on his Twitter timeline. We'll have to have a chat with him later today and see what he thinks on these numbers.
Yeah, indeed. And it's obviously linked very closely to the fortunes of the mining industry in South Africa.
Yeah, sure. I'm seeing here ZAR headline earnings per share increased by 5.6%. percentage to 76 cents. So on a PE ratio, then seems quite cheap, really. I mean, these are interim numbers, 76 cents. So might be sort of not for widows and orphans, but definitely worth looking at.
Yes, and let me just give you the background to this company. It says here, Master Drilling was established in 1986 and listed on the JSC in 2012. The company delivers innovative drilling technologies and has built trusted partner relationships with blue chip major and mid-tier companies in the mining, hydroelectric energy, civil engineering and construction sectors across various commodities worldwide for over 30 years. Sounds like a good company. I mean, that's a good, easy to understand sentence, well described.
Yes, and I mean, you go around the world digging holes everywhere, but I mean, you know, someone has to do it.
Yes, they do, and Master Drilling is definitely doing it. Anyway, speak to Keith McLachlan later, and I will get your report back on the 5 o'clock shadow with you, myself, and, of course, the inimitable David Shapiro later on. What else have we got? Cool. Short-form announcement from a company called Attack Limited. Another bad name. I mean, you've got Quilter and Attack, really, really bad names. Attack spelt A-T-T-A-C-Q.
Yeah, I just saw that when it first came out. What were they
thinking?
I suppose, it's aggressive or something, perhaps. There's a lot of property out there in mid-range, I think the Mall of Africa and all of that. It's like almost trying to sort of rebuild Sandton, but out in the sticks there. The Mall of Africa, I've only been in there once, and it was terrible.
Well, I can tell you what, the Sandton City...
not my analysis of the company. Sorry.
Excuse me, Sandton City was in the sticks at one point when Mr. Gordon had this great vision and built the retail and business hub of the whole of Southern Africa. So that was also Sticksville, Arizona at one stage.
Yes, and they're trying to copy that idea. I remember in primary school, I could see in the distance Sandton, the tower going up and thinking, what on earth are they building that? That's supposed to be in the middle of town. And that
there were zebras there 30 years ago.
There was certainly cattle walking the road. And there was a dairy farm there as well at one point.
RMI, Rand Merchant Investment Holdings Limited, audited summary, final results and cash dividend declaration for the year ended 30th of June, 1.5% weaker according to my slightly delayed screen. RMI is the code, Greg.
Yeah, we sort of had a patch of all these types of businesses reporting around about the same time, Discovery and Momentum last week. Doing fairly well, but yeah, the share price down 1.8%, trading at 29.91. That may just be the circumstance of the day where they've decided to put the numbers. The financials down 0.81%. So a softer bias to as they put out their numbers.
Where did I see Aspen this morning?
They did put a sense out yesterday afternoon or after 5, yes. just putting investors, and I think it's actually quite a nice thing to do, just telling us, listen, guys, the results for the 30th of June will be out on the sense after the close on the 11th of September, and then explaining when the presentation will be and you know where we can watch it online and so on.
So after the close tomorrow?
Correct.
God, that's awkward.
So they have given us the trading update, and on that, the share reacted quite well. And yesterday it had a decent day. It closed at 83.97. And keep in mind, it was below 70 for a while. Slipped back a little bit today, 82.10. But it's always the devil in the detail. These trading updates come in less and less reliable, and you need to sit and look through the results and listen to the questions and answers at the end.
That's awkward because I've got to be at the airport just after the close tomorrow night because I'm going back to Rotterdam. But I'll work it out with Stephen Sarr. But I have got an interview arranged. I've just got to rearrange it, if you see what I mean.
Yes, they're saying they'll do a presentation on the 12th, which is obviously the Thursday, so maybe we can listen to that and discuss it from there.
Yes, we will do. Spot prices today. The dollar rand is 14.74, still nice and steady. The British pound against the rand is 18.16, and the euro rand is 16.27, with the euro dollar at 110.40, which is unchanged from the last time we spoke, Greg. Gone very quiet. The gold price. Yeah, I'm starting to lose a bit of faith in this thing. It's 14.95 now.
I got a Friday. We woke up this morning and it was in the 1480s. So that 1550 was definitely a trigger that brought in a lot of selling. Who's ever been on the bid for this since April has pulled away and let it catch its breath. Maybe it's a consolidation phase here.
I hope so. I'm going to speak to Clarence Delgado and see what he's doing. Mm. If he's, I don't know. Anyway, we'll speak to him later on. Down 5 is the gold price at 1496. The platinum price is down 8 to 939. Palladium is 15.41, down 12. The oil price, the Brent crude oil price, is $63 per barrel, which is 11 cents weaker. Last night in the United States, we saw the Dow Jones was up 38, very routine. S&P was unchanged. NASDAQ was down 0.2%. FTSE currently down 0.25%. And in the Far East, mixed performances. Dow Jones futures are down 80 points at the moment. No one seems to know what to do in the States at the moment. I think everyone waiting for the next Fed move, Greg.
Yeah, well, I think later this week you've got the ECB. And then obviously that'll lead on to the Fed next week. As we were saying last night on the shadow, it's irritating and everyone wants to do the wait and see with these things, but it's obviously big announcements. But certainly the market's just treading water really at the moment. Probably the biggest news of what you've just read out is that move down in the gold price and the rand holding on to yesterday's gains.
Let's have a look at most viewed shares. According to sharenet.co.za, Steinhoff is at 110, it's down 1%. Naspers is down 1.3%. Sasol, a 1% loser. It was in the 280s a couple of days ago, now in the 260s. Sibanye, again, Greg, sliding lower, 1.8% weaker. Where's your buyer going to come in? Because I know you've got a big, big investor in this one.
Yeah, we're kind of just taking a view that let's just see where the gold and the platinum prices find some support. I think platinum was down a little bit this morning. I think some vehicle sales came out of China and were quite a bit lower than it was expecting. That's knocked the sentiment towards the whole PGM basket a little bit lower. Interesting that Naspers is on the most viewed shares as well today. So we're very close to the unbundling of the two companies.
And when is that? Is that tomorrow or Thursday?
So the new company will trade on the 11th.
Okay, that's Wednesday, yes, tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
So those assets are gone from the JSE and they moved to Amsterdam.
Well, it'll still be an inward listing, yeah. So instead of one nice bash, you'll basically have two.
Yeah.
I think that the new code is PRX. That's going to be probably the biggest event in the market this year. We always say that, but then it is the biggest company on the JSE. And it'll be the biggest IT company in Europe, really, as well. So it's a huge company.
Yes. And it started off as a Nacional Pers.
Yeah. Now, look where they were genius when you don't know how much of it's luck. But to buy that stake in 10 cent before, these Chinese internet stocks became such the rage. I think it's almost a Chris Becker's thinking. He probably looked back at the 1990s at that and NASDAQ boom that we had and thought, people were probably right on those NASDAQ stocks. The shares overran themselves and things got a bit silly. But in the end, the big value plays did come through, the Microsofts and the Apples and even Facebook and so on.
The great thing about that story about Tencent is that they had lost, Naspers that is, a good chunk of money in those days in an initial foray into the Chinese market. I think they lost something like 980 million rand, which was proper money in those days. And yet they still persisted. They said, well, we got this one wrong, but we think we've got it right in the long term, so let's find something else. And they found Tencent. And goodness me, they've never looked back. It's an amazing story.
Yes, and something similar happened then. Coronation decided to buy into NSPAS, and people that were close to it, so sort of five people on the vote, and it sort of scraped in with three votes and two against. And imagine they hadn't done that. It would have been disastrous for them. But yes. It's always fooled by randomness thing. You know, sometimes you need to be lucky. And it's interesting that they persisted with that strategy with, you know, even after getting a hiding like that, they knew they were onto the right thing. I suppose they deserve every success that they've had.
Top five major moves to the upside this morning. Hammerson, property company, up 1%. Sirius, we need not detain ourselves with that one. Investec PLC, up 3/4. Investec Limited, up 0.6%. And the Polish property company is up 0.5%. Investec, haven't seen those for a while, those companies for a while, in the top five, up or down. Greg, anything there?
Yeah, let's just see what it's on the back
maybe
of.
Maybe it's to do with the pound or something, or Brexit or something.
Might be a bounce back. It was initially quite strong, but let's see if it's hanging on to those gains in the shadow tonight.
Okay, we shall do so. On the downside, what have we got?
Impala, I said to you about the platinum price falling back, and that's had a run from around the sort of 71, 72, ran up to 90 on those results. It's pulled back 3.5% today, 83 Rand, 23 was probably due for a consolidation. Anglo Plat down 3.1, South 32 down 2.7. Assor seems to always be either up or down, that's down 3.5%. And then the only one that doesn't sort of fit that mould is the odd one out is Motus, down 2.5%.
I'm speaking to John Bickard tomorrow. I'm in an apartment right next to Investec Asset Management's office in Cape Town. I shall be wandering across there tomorrow afternoon and have a face-to-face with John Bickard, and that will be a podcast that will be available later afternoon tomorrow. Really looking forward to that.
You need to post a selfie with him on your Twitter handle.
Why?
Otherwise we don't believe you.
It's not Lewis Hamilton.
For me, he is.
Or Gareth Southgate or something. I mean,
he's up Madonna. 35%.
I mean, he's just a fund manager. Come on now. He's a fantastic fellow.
Yeah. Look, in this market, he's a superstar. Up 34%.
Okay, I'll take a selfie.
Yeah.
All right.
And to send my regards as well.
Yes, of course. He often asks after you. Greg, how are the JSE indices as we close this conversation?
Look here, it's all red all around.
Oh dear.
Banks down 1.25%, financials down 1%, industrials down 0.5%, retailers down 0.93%, gold index down 1.5%, ooh, Platts clattered down 3.8%, resources down 1%. That leaves the all share down 0.9%. 5,025, just holding on by its fingernails above 55. Value of trade, it's a little bit later, 10 o'clock, 2.7 billion.
Not too bad. Are we looking forward to anything this afternoon before the 5 o'clock shadow?
Not really. That's been a little bit of a dearth of news, really. We're supposed to be watching that gold and that platinum price. I think that's going to be an interesting play today.
Greg Davies is the head of wealth at Kratos Capital. That was the opening. He'll be back with myself and also David Shapiro from Sassman Securities on the 5 o'clock shadow. See you then. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.